Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most random episode of What the Health Just Happened ever. We talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life, except for today, I don't know what we're going to talk about, man. We're throwing curveballs.
We're going to jump kicks. We're going to send it.
That's a throwback to the previous guest. We're going to break stuff. What do you got, Trey?
We're going to stay shredded.
Stay shredded. Oh, that's a line.
We're going to come and take it.
This actually refers to dip for Zen. Seriously. Come and take my Zen, baby.
We're off the rails already.
This is probably not going on the radio. Maybe it will. We don't know yet. So, today's, I would say, unique. We have four semi-grown men. I guess myself, Eric Ross. Your name is
Joey Jansen.
I know, kind of. And your name is
Trey Lowell.
And your name is
Justin Cousart.
Justin Cousart. I like to say Justin Couscous. Joey Jansen with 212 Benefits. Trey, you run your own organization that does some work for us. Is that fair?
Yeah, production
and
company.
Co-host of the show What the Health Just Happened. Justin is also semi-co-host, but does all the switchboard stuff.
Yeah, I think it classifies as producer at times.
Producer. Yeah. You're a producer. Is it fancy? I don't know.
Fancy.
I'm an idiot, man. The intro's over. Today is, can we call it a bro-down? A throw-down?
I think that's what it is.
A brodeo?
A brodeo.
Yeah!
Eating potato chips. Like, already there's so many women cringing that will not listen. No women will listen to this.
You've already lost half of them.
My wife has never listened to an episode. I'm excited.
Never? Not one? Not even Tori's?
My wife has never listened to a single episode of the show. She probably listened to Tori Murphy's.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We have no agenda. I'd be shocked if we hit healthcare. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll hit business.
I figured you could just list all the things that you think that we do that are unhealthy.
And you just that. Just, just
48 minutes of that.
I got a way to start this. This is my thought. Okay. I have a number between my back. What is it, Joey?
You have it between your back or
between
or
one between one and three.
Back.
Pick a number. One, two, or three.
Two.
Pick a number.
One.
Two.
Okay, it's three. So none of you guys want to do. We'll go with Justin. You pick the first topic. Anything you could think of.
Ask
a question. Basketball, football, juggling, music, bosses,
oh my gosh.
Beards, golf.
Oh, let's go golf. Let's talk about Scotty.
Scotty Scheffler.
Unhealthy, that whole situation with the cop?
I want to hear perspectives, by the way.
Yep. So my wife, who works in the golf industry, told me that the golfers are told when there's a situation like a crash or something preventing you from getting to the golf course, you're supposed to pull off to the side, put your blinkers on, and go.
That was loud.
So that is, I think, something that's important for the whole situation that happened, because that's what he did, right? Now, a lot of people in this building who don't like golf, or I guess people that seem entitled, felt like it was an entitlement thing and he thought he was allowed to go.
I love this. So two things already. You basically called everyone in this building entitled. Hey, so again, as stories come out, you don't know what happens.
Yes.
Neither do I, but everything that I've read and seen, it changes and evolves, but they were told, right, they have very specific marked cars.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot misidentify a golfer or press person's car. They're so clearly labeled.
Yeah.
Pulled off to the side, pulled up. Did he hit and run over a police officer?
No.
No.
Are videos out yet?
Did he shoot a 66 after coming to the course
from
jail?
Did he implode the next 2 days?
Yes.
Did he stretch in the jail cell?
I love.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you guys read memes or watch GIFs?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's that? Never seen that before.
Is it GIF or GIF?
I don't know what that
Giffies?
Is.
Giffies? How do you say it?
I just called it a GIF.
Okay.
The meme world and GIF world. GIF
went crazy.
World.
I'm a GIFer.
Unlimited.
Do you think it was planned because Happy Gilmore 2 was announced like the day before Scotty got arrested?
Wow.
Because I was like, this is prime, just copy and paste for Happy Gilmore 2. He's now famous. He's getting arrested, and it's trying to hurt
that
his image.
That sounds like a live business plan, by the way. Like, yo, listen, we need this dude to get arrested.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the picture of the cop that arrested him?
No.
It had Roy McElroy's head on it.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about me? The memes are endless.
The meme.
Or the one of Shooter McGavin, Tiger Woods, John Daly, and him. Welcome to the club.
Gosh.
What are your thoughts,
Trey? One more. The one with Tiger Woods standing behind him braiding his hair.
Oh my gosh. Yep. The unfortunate situation of this circumstance is just anything that involves cops, depending on where your head's at, you're going to make an assumption. So that's just a lose-lose for all parties involved. Other than I'll say, not the biggest fan of Scotty, but seems like a genuine good dude.
I haven't heard a bad story of him.
He's an incredible golfer.
Well, number one in the world. Alone. How do you not know who he is? That's the other part. The
he's also not, he's never going to break Tiger Woods' record. Can we talk about that too? Whatever. His record is so long, he'd have to be number one in the world.
You're talking about rank the world number one.
Yeah. He'd have to be number one until, I think, 2035 to beat Tiger's record.
Impossible.
Back to the police, you guys want to talk about politics? Let's talk about religion, money, and politics, right?
Stay those away are the from best. Those.
Trey, you made a good point. Depending on where you stand, what your thoughts are, you either are like ride or die police are the worst. What I do think happened in this golf situation, because a lot of golf fans are like ride or die police, protect the blue, as am I, are on Scheffler's side. Are defending Scheffler on this.
Yeah, they're in the middle. They don't know which way to go.
Okay, who wants, same topic or next topic?
Oh, I got a topic.
What do you got?
Okay, Jags Stadium being paid for by the taxpayers.
I knew this was coming up.
Okay. I'm going to throw the scenario out there. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the greatest NFL franchise. I can't say that with a serious face. I love them. I love you guys, but we're not even close to that comment. We live in Jacksonville. The show is filmed in Northeast Florida. If you happen to catch this episode somewhere else, the city is debating rebuilding the stadium.
Right? There's no debate. It's going to be done.
It's happening. Right? It's happening.
Guys, I'm trying to be... okay. I know what team I'm on. It's going to happen. Right? So city council's debating. The mayor's involved. They want to renovate this stadium that's going to cost approximately $1.2 billion, which sounds like a lot of money.
It's actually pretty cheap compared to LA Stadium. Just saying.
Who funds it? Right? So our owner, Shad Khan, who I believe is an incredible owner, contributes a lot to the city.
Shout out.
Cities have to pay for it. Trey, who brought this topic up, is anti-stadium.
I have to give a little bit of background.
You start. What is the city of Jacksonville without the Jaguars? Now answer your question or give your stance.
It's UNF. It's JU. It's Gainesville. It's a feeding ground.
Is not Jacksonville.
I understand, but I'm just trying
to
say.
Would you let the man answer?
I would just try to say, I know what you're saying with the Jags being kind of the pinnacle of Jacks, but I think there's too much other football and too many other things going on in this area that draw people's attention away for it to be a priority for the city. Now, I'm a huge fan of the Jags, and I mentioned this to Eric. I love the idea of a new stadium. I love the idea of growth, but I just think the elephant in the room is you have to win. And there's no dollar sign you can put on guaranteeing winning. So we could put this amazing stadium there, but if we go back into our slump that we had before Lawrence, I think unfortunately it might be the unintended consequences. You might make this major investment that is such a gamble that the team's success is actually what will make the city better, not the stadium.
And I think a lot of that is why they feel comfortable doing it now, because they do have a team that they feel like for at least the next few years with Trevor, they pay him with the talent, will be at least at a competing level.
And I will admit, if you're going to strike when the iron was hot, you guys are spot on. But my kind of reasoning for being a little bit against taxpayers being on the dole for this is, if anyone's really in tune with NFL, every one of these teams gets a check at the beginning of the year from the TV providers, whatever it may be. I think it's roughly $300 million. That is straight profit that goes to the Jags day one without the lights even being turned on.
We got to confirm that number, by the way.
Okay, put it to 150
or 200. I think it is. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Point being,
double zeros and with a number on the front, a million. Yeah.
Where I get uncomfortable with it is that these teams are going to profit just astronomically off of us footing the bill. So I guess my suggestion as a taxpayer of this area would be, could we come up with a system where the taxpayer would maybe front the money and they were almost paid back, like a loan? Because I just think we're in weird economic times where asking your average Joe to foot a bill, to me, it's kind of tough. You're kind of putting us in a rock and a hard place. And I'll end it on this. I know that Jacksonville is on a crazy trajectory of growth, but I don't want us to be blind by something big and shiny, that those resources go elsewhere to make the city better.
Dude, you went right into like a heavy topic. I like this.
I've thought about this a lot.
I have a couple things to add to that, right?
Sure.
Let's start with winning matters, period, right? If you're going to build a 1.5 to insert number, markets like LA, they can fill that stadium up with stuff. Winning matters, period. Okay. What draws players? So free agents can debate like, hey, I want to go here, go there.
Taxes
matter. The state of Florida, like we have an advantage. We love Jacksonville. We live here. It is not a place that NFL players are like, yo, put Jacksonville on the list. Mm-hmm. Could we get there by evolving the downtown and creating this environment for studs to want to come to? That's just a general question.
I'll push back on that. I actually think if you said to them, I can make your pocket fatter, that is what it actually motivates them more. Because they will fly to the big cities and go to these places.
That's done, right? If it's just from tax ramifications, Florida checks the boxes, right? We check the tax boxes. Yeah. It's the biggest check possible. Like, you have to be competitive and win. They want to go to a winning team. That matters.
So then my other question...
Screw you, Calvin Ridley. Just kidding.
So then my other question to that, though, is, so then why do... And maybe it's now, but it seems to have been a trend. If teams are considering Florida, obviously players and stuff like that matter, but why would a team consider Miami over Jacksonville? The city, right?
Are you serious or not?
No, I'm dead serious.
It's the city. It's the nightlife.
Yeah. That's the part.
I love the city.
That's a good argument.
But if you're an NFL player, where do you want to go? You want to go to Miami or Tampa? You don't want to go to Jacksonville. Yeah.
What if a coach actually said, I want my boys in Jacksonville because they can stay focused? I don't want the nonsense.
A coach?
What if a coach said, Jacksonville is a hotbed because they can stay focused here? We don't need the shenanigans.
Dude, I love Jacksonville. It's like, this is my hometown.
Jacksonville's never going to be Miami.
I don't want it
Thank
to be.
Thank God.
And yeah.
The stadium is, gosh, there's so many things that go into it. I started by saying Jacksonville is not going to be Jacksonville without the Jags, and I firmly believe that.
Okay.
UNF is, I love it. I went there. Swoop.
You got a lot of swoops.
Great.
Flagler.
Businesses are coming here. Why are businesses coming here? Why are international companies coming here?
The port?
The port's part of it.
Access to water?
But why is the port
growing? You have an NFL franchise, and Shad Khan is the owner.
Oh, yeah. In the NFL. It means 32 cities out of 50 states have an NFL team, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a trick question.
Can confirm.
Man, I lost my train of thought.
Bro, you can't start like that. Are you for real?
So hold on.
You're gonna drop a bomb out there.
Hold on. Are you worried they would leave? Because I hear you saying
that.
They're not leaving.
So that's where I go. We kind of have them by the cojones rather than the team have the city by the cojones.
They could very well.
I think the trajectory.
Shad Khan's put so much money around the stadium.
A guy. More.
He has
more.
He's done an incredible job.
Let me go back to one thing you mentioned earlier too, right? Because what do average Americans think about? Tax dollars. What's coming out of my pocket? What am I going to have to pay? I'm not going to be able to afford my groceries. And again, I don't know the details yet. As they come out, we'll talk about them, explore them. Hopefully another episode like this and Joey can lose his train of thought. That was hysterical. How much money does Trey pay for taxes for this?
Now, that's
you
where
won't even
it won't,
know.
It'll be pennies. It
you
won't be
even
much.
Know. I think.
So it's remember when they passed the I think they passed it the penny.
It was
tax.
A hotel tax, it was a gas
was
tax.
It for the schools?
Penny
yeah.
Tax.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's supposed to go to like it's a penny tax. It's a hotel tax. It's a gas tax. It's a tax on something that's going to generate.
Oh, don't talk about taxing
revenue.
Man Trey over there. He lived in D.C. Don't talk about taking my money.
To the stadium to help fund it. Because and one thing has to happen before any of that stuff happens is the jail's got to move, right?
Oh,
in conjunction with the
stadium, Jags pay to move the jail. Is that
gonna,
on the table?
Let's do that.
The jail is, I have no inside sources at all. But I'm a firm... They actually came out and said it.
They are moving it, right?
They're moving... They're starting to move parts of it to the Florida Blue Building. Because that thing's a ghost town in Riverside.
I didn't even think of that.
So all of the administrative functions, the SWAT team... My neighbor told me this. He works for the sheriff's office. So like the SWAT team, the DEA, the things that are like in more than they're out, they're moving all of those to the Florida Blue Building to start pulling them away. And I didn't know this. the jail downtown houses people that are awaiting trial.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
oh, because they're close to the courthouse.
Under a year. So it could literally be anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then when they're sentenced, there's a jail up by the airport, which I also did not know.
Oh, didn't know that either.
That's where they're sent.
Okay, look, we're trying to talk good things about our city.
But that's, but that's part of making downtown, growing it.
You have to move the jail. That's a long conversation.
In conjunction with the stadium being built.
I remember, so my wife's family, they're all from Raleigh, and NC State played in the Tax Slayer Bowl. It was a few years ago. And I remember they came down, and they're like, yeah, we're downtown. Where should we go? And I was like,
to the beach?
Oh, yeah, you mean to hang out. That's a great point.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then when I went down to the game, they're like, we went to some bar, and I was with all the homeless people, and like we couldn't find anywhere else to go. And I was like, for an outsider visiting, that starts a bad trend of people being like, what is this place?
Because like, again, I am ride or die Jacksonville. Yeah. Want to continue to grow and evolve downtown. Geographically, how it's spread out, not just, it's the largest city in the United States geographically, we know that. But think of just the pockets of stuff. We have the beaches, mm-hmm. which includes Ponte Vedra, different than Jack's Beach, different than Atlantic and Neptune Beach, mm-hmm. different pocket. Then you have Hodges' little area. Then you have Kernan. Then you have the St. John's Town Center. Then you have Tinseltown. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so spread out. To me, that's good. That's healthy. But you need a booming metropolitan area. You need a downtown area that draws people in. There's been talks about aquariums. Mm-hmm. Again, I am all on board. This all started with the stadium stuff. That will impact everywhere else. Fleming Island, like those areas, will create more stuff outside of a booming city. We're not going to, you said it, we're not going to live in a city. I'm middle-aged. I don't know. You're, what's middle-aged?
33. My birthday was this weekend.
Shut up.
What's the average life? You're 33? Mm-hmm. Dang.
He's young.
You know the average lifespan for a male right now?
72.
72 and a half.
What? We're good, so dude. We're halfway
technically
there.
Halfway. You're past halfway, buddy.
Whatever. I'm not good
I'm
at math.
Halfway now.
72?
72 and a half for men
right
halfway
now.
Why are you trying to bring
it
backwards? Okay. Keep going on this topic.
No. I mean,
I love this.
I just wanted to have the open discussion about it because, like I said, from the get-go, I am the biggest Jags fan. I want nothing but success.
When's the last time you went to a Jags game?
I can't afford it. I got three kids. And it's a commitment.
Oh, you got to go.
And here, I would agree
with
this.
Could you come with us if we brought you? If it wasn't a summer game?
Yeah, I could do that.
Summer game?
I mean.
Summer game. September
no
game.
Summer games.
September
you just,
game.
You just want to bring them in September so we feel how hot it is and realize
don't
we need to change
it.
Just
oh, yeah. Exactly. This is why we need a stadium. Yeah. Hey, one last question. This is for Joey on the stadium. So if we move forward on the stadium, what do you think a timeline of building one is, and like, how does that transition work? I'm only asking you because I have no idea.
I honestly don't know either.
Do
I think
you
when
know,
I saw it was 2027, right? It was 2027, I believe.
So a couple things.
And I think they'll move to games.
You're saying how long to build and what does it do for creating work?
No. How long would it take to build? And in the transition phase, like what does that kind of look like?
You're talking about the time in between when they build to when they close.
Yes.
So look, I read about this often. It's so early. I am not an expert. If you look at other stadiums that have been built recently, fast, done quickly, 2.5 years.
And we would be in Gainesville
really
playing.
Optimistic.
24 right now. So, yeah, I think it'd be 27 is when they'd want to play here.
And there is a concern that when you move it, depending on
where do
what
you play,
happens,
what do you do?
And the Georgia Florida game, if you let it go back to.
Will it ever come back again?
Will it ever go back?
Is this that's a big one.
That's a big moneymaker.
These are things that people don't talk about.
I want to say one thing that's Florida, Georgia.
Alphabetically
comes
first. Oh, my gosh. What I didn't say is...
We don't win games anymore, so we got to at least have Florida first.
Hey, I respect it.
I do a night show in Athens, so I always have to go to Georgia, Florida. That's why I'm sorry.
What was the next topic? You said you had another topic.
Oh, shite.
I got a bunch if you want.
Yeah, fire away. No, go ahead.
Okay. I used to love basketball, right? The NBA specifically. Mm-hmm. I was a diehard Heat fan, excuse my brother, who you all know passed away. He had season tickets. I loved it. I've kind of left the NBA for a variety of reasons. What happened last night? Not last night. It doesn't matter when this airs. Who gives a shit? Oh, I can't say shit.
Yeah, you can.
We'll mark it.
I said it twice.
Poop.
This probably won't air anyways.
Maybe.
What happened to the Pacers last night?
Justin.
They don't play defense.
But didn't they choke? Like, again, like.
Yeah.
Did you see what?
The Celtics are the better team, so it was just the Celtics realizing they were the better
team.
They were asleep. They were asleep.
One way or the other.
The Celtics always play with their food unnecessarily, and it usually lands in them
their
losing
food?
Their opponent. That's why the Heat beat them.
Like, I'm just so hungry, guys.
That's why the Heat beat them one game. That's why they lost one game. And that's why I think they stuttered there.
Who's your team? Wait, who's your team?
Well, my team's the 76ers. But the team I think is going to win the whole thing is the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves,
really?
I thought it before this playoff started. They
Timberwolves,
are
Celtics. It's going to be a
yeah. I don't know.
Series.
I think the Celtics are going to choke.
You think they're going to choke?
I
that's what
hate
they do, man.
But again, I'm a Sixers fan. You got to remember, I hate the Celtics so much.
Did you see what Halliburton wore to the press conference after they beat the Knicks?
No.
He wore a sweatshirt. With
the Pacers
Miller
guy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
it was so good. Halliburton's a stud.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The problem is the Pacers don't play defense.
No, they
so
don't.
It's not gonna matter.
How about we're talking about NBA, which is a plus, because most of the year we never talk about NBA. Yeah. It's been nice, though, because the crowds have been good. The games have been fire.
For how much, again, I'm a Sixers fan, I'm supposed to hate the Knicks. The Nova Knicks were awesome, and they made everyone excited again. They were a likable team.
That, the Knicks, Pacers,
yes.
90s mentality.
Yes. I thought the Celtics-Knicks were going to be cool if that happened. Like, I was like, this is good for
them. If the Celtics-Knicks would have played, that would have been
just as
off
good.
The chart
yeah.
ratings.
Okay, how much time we got left?
Dude, we're going all the way through, aren't we?
No,
one minute.
Okay, we'll just do a quick commercial break. If you're hearing this on the radio, cool. If you're hearing this on the podcast, even cooler. We don't even know we're going to air these. That's what the hell just happened. Joey, you ready?
Yeah.
Joey, you ready? We're recording, Joey. Oh, shoot. Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. Again, does this hear on the radio? We haven't decided yet.
I hope so.
On a podcast? To be determined. I love these episodes. They're healthy for me. Healthy or not healthy, episodes like this.
Healthy.
Just some nonsense with my guys, having fun. The first half, it got really political, religious.
It got political.
We just talked football.
I'm kidding. That's not even a little bit true.
Football's religion.
Football is religion. Yeah. The Jaguars are life. We had a good time. I'd like to continue the trend in the second half, unless you guys don't want to. I don't know.
Let's let
talk
it rip.
Random stuff.
Are you in? Yeah, like
let's
nonsense.
Yeah,
just not, I don't want to talk about healthcare, business, or life, and you know all that stuff. Just kidding. Let's talk about Christianity. You guys ready? Psych.
Okay, you should see our faces.
All right,
we're all like,
please put it in.
All right,
cut.
This is when I can sit down.
I make jokes often. We've done this for almost a year and a half now. It's a lot of fun. I'm pretty sure my wife has never listened to an episode ever, other than Tori Murphy's. Free
shout-outs. Shout-out, Tori.
I want to ask you guys, what is something you do that drives your wife insane? And you know it. Like, you're like, dang, I know when I do this, I'm in deep trouble.
This one's hard for me to admit. Ugh.
I'll admit it.
Who wants to go?
I can go first.
Yeah, let it rip.
I have a bad temper with my kids, and I think sometimes that pisses my wife off. And I think it's just a reflection of my upbringing and a difference in her upbringing and just kind of when it comes out
can
sometimes.
Can you be specific? Like, what's a bad temper? Like, you yell or curse?
Typically,
or?
It's in the morning. It's just in the morning waking up to the kids kind of being loud and obnoxious, and usually I just come out in a bad attitude. I think it just upsets her because it's a bad way to start off the day. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just a little bit of my personality because I think sometimes you guys see, like, this happy, like, upbeat side, and then sometimes the kids just take me to a different level. So
can I tell you something? Like, honest to God, this morning, same. I lost it. I had no patience. I couldn't put up with it. The screaming, the yelling. I have a hard time in the morning with the kids. So you're not alone.
And you know what? Alejandra gave us the best advice, and I probably should take this up, is she mentioned get up 30 minutes to an hour before everyone else and have, like, your peace time. And I've never taken a recommendation on that. And I think it's probably something that would help.
I do that. Not
do you?
I've always done it.
Really?
Not for that reason.
Yeah.
Just because I like to get up.
In the same way.
Like,
smart.
Just have a cup of coffee. I might knock out some emails. I might just sit on the couch and scroll through my phone. but it's at least 30 minutes. On the good mornings, it's like 45, and it completely changes how I feel at 6:30 in the morning.
Can I be honest?
And what time are you waking up again?
5:30, 5:45.
Okay. So I do the same thing, but my thing, that again, it's just because Quinn's so young and I haven't been able to figure out a schedule yet.
You don't know.
I can't get in the gym. Like, I can't find time to get to the gym where it works for being with the family and being with her and then still doing that. So I've been working on like an at-home gym with bands and a little bit of weight and stuff. So my new thing has been waking up and going and doing that workout. But I've also noticed is I'll do that workout and then I'll just sit in the garage for like 20 minutes with a coffee. And Nicole will come down and be like, wait, you don't want to hang out with me? And I'm like, I'm just cooling down from workout.
And
you
again,
know?
I'm going to admit this. I try that. I wake up early and do like, I'll do a full workout in the morning and then chill. And then it's just, this morning was one. I got up early this morning, like tried to do all this stuff. I talked to Joe on the way there. Like, I lost my cool this morning. So
but I tend to be a morning person more so than my wife.
Okay.
So I can wake up early. And if I don't wake up early, it doesn't ruin my day. But on the best days, I've got a routine. I wake up at 5:30. I go get a cup of coffee. I do something. That something is different every day, whether it's computer work or scrolling through my phone or reading a book. But at 6:25, I walk upstairs. I wake up my youngest daughter. Then I wake up my oldest daughter. I go back downstairs.
Good morning, dude.
I put out my youngest daughter, packs her own lunch. Sometimes my oldest daughter does. I put out their lunchbox for them to do it, right?
Answer it.
Put my dog in the backyard.
Hey, that's a word call right there.
Put the dog in the backyard. Then I walk back upstairs one more time. I'm telling you, this is the routine every day.
Yeah.
Walk upstairs one more time. Be like, hey, you girls good? You up? Just making sure they're moving. Go downstairs, start getting dressed. At 7 o'clock, I walk out of my room. Be like, girls, it's time to start moving.
Because
it takes 15 minutes for them to get moving, get all their stuff together to leave. We're in the car by 7:20. They're at school by 7:30-ish.
Bro, did you drop off?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah. So my wife.
That's not easy, by the way.
My wife said
my kids are older,
up,
too. They're 12 and almost 12 and 9.
You're still doing it, man. You're still doing it.
My wife said her mom used to wake her up with a song, like would come in and put on the radio or put on a song. And for her, because it was like a 6-CD player, but it would always start with number one.
6-CD player.
She said it would always be AC/DC Dirty Deeds, the live version. So I'm like, with my daughter, I want to come up with a song that's just so outrageous that I'm waking her up with every day when it's time to go to school. I gotta find a good one.
Okay, so also, Trey,
and then Fridays, one more thing. On Fridays,
yeah, go ahead.
Same thing, right? A little bit different routine.
Oh.
When I wake them up, Eric knows this song. Whatever the.
It's Friday then. Yeah. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, then it's Friday.
Rebecca Black.
It's Saturday.
So I go wake up my youngest daughter, and then we walk into my daughter's room. And we put it on, and she is usually awake waiting for it, and she just starts dancing in her bed.
That's awesome.
I'm not a morning person, so I would have just been mad.
And this week, Maggie's my oldest daughter, she goes, man, I just realized something. I was like, what? She goes, it's not going to be a Friday song this week.
All right. Love that story. Who's next? What's the one thing you do that drives your wife nuts?
Oof. This is...
We know your wife.
I don't want to admit this because I don't want... I hate
to admit that you know that it drives her nuts.
It drives her nuts, and I don't want to admit it about myself because I don't even know I'm doing it.
Oh.
It's like a very recent thing.
Uh-oh.
She said I started snoring.
Oh, bro, guilty. Oh, come
but
on.
No, but like, I don't,
but that's got to be tough,
like,
though.
No, like, while you're awake and conscious, I'm leaving laundry on the floor. I fart in public.
Strips,
I don't do dishes. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah.
That doesn't...
Like that.
Okay, first off... I'm sorry you snore. Everyone snores once in a while.
Guilty, yeah.
No, it's like every night.
I'm an every night guy.
Well, then, you know, get
what do I do? Breathe better?
I think, is it roll on your side?
Divorce,
sleep on
probably?
Your stomach? Oh, God. Horrible. Not healthy.
I'm not serious.
What do I do that drives Adrian crazy?
It's got to be something.
Like randomly scare the crap out of her.
It drives her.
Yeah. Up a wall, cannot stand it. She scares very easily. It could be me just going like that.
Eric's got a bell in his office, and I'll stand on the other side of the
wall. She'll be in the office talking to me, and he'll come behind her and ring the bell.
I've done it to her more times than I can count. I'm like, hey, call her name. Calls her, Adrian!
And she'll
walk in the office, and I go, boom!
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh my, like, melts to the ground.
What do you got?
I feel like you called it something on a recent podcast where you just live out of the hamper. Or live out of the
floor drove.
Floor drove. I
will give my wife credit for that term. You probably saw it on social media. You put your laundry. It's clean. It's folded. It's not folded. Doesn't matter. It's clean though. You just throw it on the floor in a corner.
But
the floor drove.
So my argument back to her being upset about that was when we first started dating on like date number two.
I can't wait to hear this. You're gonna get in trouble.
Watch what you say, buddy. Date number two. We jokingly, though, I held up my end, jokingly said, she said, I hate cooking. And I said, I'll cook for us if we get married. And she goes, okay, and I'll do your laundry. And I said, okay. And I've cooked dinner every night.
This is, again, this is going to be, hey, by the way, this is gold. It might get you in trouble. And I agree, like, again.
It's like, hey, I'm
here's the problem with laundry. Because I'm gonna share my things, my list of things that drive my wife
nuts.
Wash
clothes, hate to fold them.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
What is laundry? Is it the washer? Or the
That's
is
what
it
she
carrying
claims.
The laundry to the washer?
That's what she
then
claims.
The washer?
She says,
then
I put it in the washer and I dry
then
it.
The dryer?
You have to fold it now.
How many times can you say washer in 30 seconds?
The folder? It's the folding and putting away. The folding and putting away.
Is it the washer?
No, it's the folding
or is it
and putting
the dryer?
Away. It's the
do you,
folding
hey, do you do
and putting away.
Laundry different than your wife?
I do my own laundry. I would not let her wash my clothes.
Wow. Straight up respect.
I'm getting to that point where I'm like, just let me.
Just because I wash my clothes and
I hate washing children's clothes and folding them. They're like tiny.
Well, they're very
like,
tiny.
They
yeah. What do you do?
Mine is like two boys. I'm like, I'm asking one son.
I'm like, who's yeah. is this?
Correct. Thank you.
A Zoolander reference. What is this? So shirt for ants.
Hey, unpopular opinion. Hate that movie.
Yeah.
Hate it.
You're an idiot.
I think I smoked too much weed. That was a problem.
Ben Stiller?
I hate Ben Stiller.
You don't like
Almost
Ben Stiller? What about
Ben
he hates freaking...
Like.
Who else is in that? Will Ferrell, right?
Will Ferrell, yeah.
Don't like Ben Ferrell.
My wife Ricky Bobby?
This guy, you're a little... You're kicked off, man.
I'm out.
We've never kicked off a guest. You're out. I'm just kidding.
Okay, welcome back to the show, Joey. How do you hate Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell?
I just don't like that. I just don't like
Dodgeball?
The humor, I guess. I like Dodgeball.
Hey, okay. Speaking of like comedians and stuff.
Can I tell you guys the things that I do that drive my wife nuts? Yes.
Of course you can.
He's been
that
dying
I, that I'm well aware
question.
Of. Yeah. I've been like waiting.
I think
waiting
it makes it worse
this.
That you know that
I've been
fast,
like holding on to it.
We all know.
It's everything. The way I breathe,
existing.
The way I talk, the way I eat.
I could side with you on that.
Yeah, so anyways, what were we talking about? Go ahead, next
hey,
topic.
Did you guys watch the Tom Brady roast?
I haven't watched it yet.
You did. I see this guy's face. He's got the O face on.
Like
the Aaron Hernandez jokes were like,
I think,
whoa.
But again, like, what's if
yeah.
the pendulum swinging back yeah. and forth? That one day it's like two of like you're so offensive that you can't do that. Now it's like let's.
Yeah. Well, and,
what's
and,
the right side of the pendulum? You haven't seen
yeah,
it yet.
It's polar opposites. I don't. From what I know, it's like yeah. you can't say this, can't say this, and it's like, oh, we're gonna say it all.
Oh, we're gonna go so far past the line.
There was some.
Julian
some
Edelman
dark,
made a comment that's like. That was like, whoa, like political. And I was like, oh my.
I think that was the strategy with it.
I think so too.
They
yeah.
did. They
kinda
wrote, they,
like
all the
bring
athletes.
Bring everybody back to reality. Be like, come on, guys.
Hey, yeah, so,
we're going to
so
offend everyone.
They also, it was
right.
live on Netflix. First
we're
live
do it for
event,
3 hours.
Comedy show. I would recommend fast forwarding through the professional athletes. They wrote the jokes for them, but they're
yeah,
just not accustomed
just
to reading
Bill,
it. There's
yeah,
hundreds of people.
Bill's like, was like, meh. He didn't really. He had
Bill
a few
Belichick?
That were funny. I thought it was.
I
okay.
thought he was good that he got up there though. Like I Randy agree. Moss to me. Oh,
Anchorman.
Tough.
Now having Ron Burgundy up there, I was kind of like, oh, this is a weird stretch. He did okay.
Did
but,
you see the guy in the background?
Yeah.
The athlete in the background who looked like,
yeah,
angry.
Yeah.
Like he's
yeah.
Anchorman, Will Ferrell's playing Anchorman. There's a guy the whole time his
so
face
mad.
Is like, I'm watching him like, I'm just looking at this guy's
his
face.
He's gonna jump him.
Yeah.
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 Who's next topic? How much time we got left? We doing this? We're just
we're at like
full episode?
40 minutes maybe. This has been fun. It's going by fast.
I know, but poor Justin has to go home to you know, go home.
No, so actually, here's a topic. Okay. I'm not going home after this. I have to do all of my tomorrow work because I'm taking the day off because it's Quinn's first birthday.
Oh, it's even worse.
Kids.
And we're going to go to Build-A-Bear because they do the
stuffy inside, they do the birthday bear.
It's the price of her birth year, so yeah, it's $1.
It's $1
for a bear.
Yeah. What a deal. Yeah. Can't even get a soda for that.
Okay, first off, happy birthday. That's shout awesome. Out. You survived.
Let's
clap for that. We got a survivalist here, man.
I'm way more stressed about her eating food than my wife. Like, she eats anything that's even more than remotely, like, liquid. I'm like, she's going to choke. She's the stuff ready.
You're that parent?
Yes. Okay. Oh, I feel so bad. I can't
There's
not
always
be.
One. There's always
there
one.
There has to be. There has so to be. Has one of the two it. Has
a little
to be.
Blueberry, I'm like, oh, she's going to die.
By the way, just in case we post this video, that is not healthy.
Not healthy. I got him in the wide shot.
We're just going to use the picture.
Oh, this is going to be the thumbnail.
Have you talked about another child?
Not yet.
I'm saying like,
her coworker,
none of my business.
Her coworker had a baby on the same day as us, same hospital. We shared a wall, which was really hilarious. They are expecting baby number two already. And we were like,
no, sir.
Okay, sorry. Sir. I didn't mean, forgive me, it's overstepping boundaries. I would consider you a friend now. Mm-hmm. At some point in your life, would you consider a second kid?
Yes, I don't want, I want two. She wants maybe three or four.
Again,
shout out.
Guess what I wanted? Two boys.
Yeah.
Adrian
guess
was,
what we have?
Two boys and a girl.
Adrian's got a girl, baby.
Adrian's
girl.
Only child.
What's up?
Adrian was an only child and wanted like three or four because all of her cousins came from like massive families, five kids, six kids, literally lots of kids. So we get married. She's like, I want four kids. I'm like, maybe just two. And we have one, two. She's like, I don't know if one's good. One's good.
When Quinn's two, we can start having that conversation. I'm like, if you want to have that conversation when she's 16, I'm fine waiting. Like,
the point I'm making.
I can tell you one thing. You do not want to do that when you're 49.
Yeah, that's fair.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
Fair.
Oh, geez. Healthy. The point I'm making is like, if you do, there's no advice about like when, how, what time. The second kid is way easier than the first. I mean, dealing at this stage.
Yeah.
You know how to change a
diaper.
Know
what's up. Okay.
You know when they eat, you're like, oh my gosh, they can sleep through the night. I can hold them with one arm. I'm not saying parenting two kids is easier than parenting one kid.
No.
I'm saying this stage of your life,
it's easy.
Like the stuff that you're like worried about choking. If you have a second kid, you're
like, here's a steak.
Here's an uncut steak. That's what I'm saying.
Here's a chicken wing. Have fun.
So. The part that makes me nervous too is her daycare. They talk about how Quinn is like the golden child, and I don't know if it's them like gassing us up just because we pay to be there, but they quite literally go, don't have a second because it won't be this easy. And we're like,
oh, it won't be that easy, it'll be total opposite.
And we're like, oh, great,
they're gonna be a little
also, it'll be hard in different ways, though, right? It'll be hard in different ways, but you will know what to expect.
Yes. And I think that does help things, knowing what's going on.
What were you
going
to say? You were saying something.
Well, dude, it's so funny hearing you guys talk about this because I was on an airplane with a guy who he was on his baby moon for his fourth, going to Fernandina Beach. And when I tell you, with his wife and his three kids. Look, they live in Kansas, okay? They both work from home.
I'll take it.
And this guy, listen, when I saw him on the airplane, the hair was like bloodshot eyes. This guy needed it. He needed it. All right. And I only bring it up.
Give me a shout out.
His name was Jeff from Kansas.
Jeff from Kansas.
Wine and spirits industry, and his wife's a doctor. Shout out. Dude, I only bring that up because like we're talking about two.
Yeah.
Two, you can handle with your wife. And you. Three. You start entering three and
that's
four.
So right there.
Oh, dude, on a different level, this poor guy. Four.
My dad
that's four.
Was,
I don't
my
have
dad,
four.
My dad was one of 10.
Stop.
Shout out those people, but totally
my
different
My neighbors
era.
Across the street growing up had 10 kids.
Yeah.
In a
The same couple?
Three-bedroom house.
By the way, I got the next topic.
Yes, yeah,
game
same
over.
Couple, same
next
couple.
Topic.
Kids. 10 kids.
Go.
Whenever, hey,
yeah, go.
Parenting. We're going back to sports. You guys know anything about Tyreek Hill?
How many kids?
He's having his 10th kid.
He's had four kids.
Yo,
with
that's,
four kids.
Hey, he just got married.
Antonio Cromartie, I think, had seven eight. Or eight. Okay, so he's entering that.
Phillip Rivers had six of the same woman.
He's not paying
Tyreek's
out
had 10.
Alimony.
He's had four with four different women this year. I think.
What is he paying on a yearly just to?
It's not there yet. And again, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. Like you guys, this is like we have 48 minutes to enjoy ourselves. I'm having a blast. I don't know if you guys are. Just to talk to my friends and maybe vent a little bit. I love this, right? You are a good dad. You are a good dad. You
trying
are
to
a
be.
Good dad. Like
right
I'm a good.
You.
I'm saying I know that is a priority for us. Mm-hmm. Its importance is being good spouses and doing what we can. 10 kids with multiple women. That's a little serious.
Yeah,
after all
a lot of people in the kitchen talking.
Oh boy, that's a lot of bills. A lot of mouths to feed.
The unfortunate part for all those 10 kids is that's just a difficult situation to be thrown into.
Yeah,
and like that's a tough conversation to have, and I don't want to go down that. But like, it is. You know, I mean, hopefully that man is present because I think if anything, as a father, being present is probably the most valuable thing you can bring to the table.
Thing even in if the you, world,
yeah,
as
even
a
if you're lacking in some areas,
there's
just
a.
Present.
You guys would like this story. There's a the cleaning crew that comes through here. One of the ladies, she's new, and it would have been like last month. I was here late working because. Had to put out a bunch of fires here. Because
Eric kept you past 5 o'clock.
Because Eric kept me past 5.
Shout out, what the hell just happened?
But I would have left. No. I said end it. Don't put this on me.
But she goes, what are you still doing here late? I'm like, oh, I said, you know, whatever. And she goes, don't you got a little one at home? And I was like, yeah. She goes, you got to get home. Cherish every moment. And she walked out of the room and I went, she's right. I could do this tomorrow. And I left and I got home. And as I walked in the door, Nicole says, come upstairs quick. And Quinn started crawling. She was second we got up there.
Dude, I was like,
what a moment. And so yeah, I came back incredible. And I told her. And she's like, see, you got to get those moments.
I feel terrible. I'm not kidding, man. Before we did this, I love doing this. I wanted to do this in our office. Have you like pull you out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Not like, yeah. I mean to record.
Yeah.
Both.
That matters more than anything, dude. We had someone died recently that wrecked me.
Mm-hmm. And the guy like changed the industry for
was
for
in us. The
not
process
like, he's not
of
in
changing
the,
it.
He's someone not a passed, doctor. Yeah. Although he did get a certificate.
I'll say he
did get a certificate for being
hey, Marshall
as a
Allen.
You know
this
that?
Guy's name was how much time we get left?
Shout out Marshall.
5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll,
I'm gonna.
We'll,
I want to. I want to chop this up. I really do. Yeah. I look homeless. It doesn't matter. All of it. Marshall Allen did something in the industry that we work in that has not been done, and was in the process of doing it, and building it, and evolving. Like so, he impacted so many people, and personally, was getting to know him. I just. Looked up to him and appreciate him. He passed away last Sunday, very unexpectedly.
Years 52 years old.
And it's like it's affected me all week.
Yeah, same.
Can you guys share some stories about like what he did to change industry and just kind of the type of man he was?
He was an advocate for people that had no voices, right? Would you say that? And their journey with how they interacted with healthcare. So you go to the doctor, right? Your wife has a baby. You get a million bills mm-hmm. in the mail, right? What's a real bill? What's not? Mm-hmm. Do I owe this? Do I not owe this? Right? So he wrote a book called Never Pay the First Bill.
I was going to say, first and foremost.
Not telling you.
Don't pay the first bill.
Yeah. Your bills, but don't pay the first bill. Make sure you get your explanation of benefits. Do they line up? Okay, they line up? All right. There's programs out there. There's things you can do. There's things you can do with the hospital. There's so many things you can do to knock down the price, wipe it away completely, empowering people with information that they just don't know because he was a healthcare journalist, teaching people like us as insurance agencies that interact with people, that interact with healthcare, to provide with them with the information on how to do it. Like, nobody's doing that.
No,
nobody's doing it.
I can speak just from the recent kid. Like, I mean, we got done, and like the first time we take the kid on the walk in the stroller you go to the mailbox, and there's five bills there, and we're like, oh my gosh, already? And, you know, we had emergency C-section, so that first bill comes back as $70,000, and we're like, what? Yep. How is the kid this expensive? And then, you know.
Because it takes 65 days to process the claim, and then you get it.
What does the mom and dad say that sees that bill? Like, you throw up.
Oh, I think my first comment to my wife was, well, she's an only child. Because I was like, how are we going to afford another one?
This man... Again, it's just crazy to think about, because he was doing things that no one talked about.
He's doing things that no one's done before,
and he's
using AI. He was using AI to help people do it. He like built a chatbot. I mean, he was doing cool stuff. And Eric and I are fortunate that we've gotten to know him through just LinkedIn presence. But he's come to conferences that we've attended. He's spoken at conferences. We've become like personal friends with him. I was talking to him weekly at this point. Interacting with him, he was helping me help people navigate their claims. And he and I texted him on last Friday.
He was doing the real stuff, like the real effort for people, like
how we help people.
Sure. How we want to help people, like he was doing it and building it.
So I texted him Friday and Eric, and I said, hey man, you've talked about coming on the radio show. Let's find a time for you to come, because he said he would. Or if not, we can do it virtually. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's catch up. He sent him a link to the radio show from Spotify. I was like, call it noon Friday, 9:30, get a message from a friend of his that told us what happened. And the crazy part is, like, it is so sad. He happened Thursday night, and they kept him alive. And because his wife was...
Let me tell that version of it, yeah.
Go for it.
The clinical version. And you can edit this back, but also to... And plug the GoFundMe. We got a text from a friend. He had a heart attack on Friday, and they basically put him on a ventilator. They kept it together while his wife flew back from Ghana.
She's sole provider.
Looked like a special human. Man of faith. Everything he did was like led with faith. And not in a way that was like obnoxious leading with faith. This guy was changing our industry and healthcare in a good way. And it's just tough. It's just sad. And a lot of people love this man. But, So he passed away this past Sunday, and his wife came back in town and said goodbye, and his services.
This Saturday,
by the time this airs, we don't know. But I'll still share the GoFundMe profile, because Marshall Allen was one of a kind and a special man that I am convinced was and will continue to change the world.
Man, it was crazy.
And oh geez, wow.
Was he locally based in Jacksonville?
No, he was in Dallas.
He was in Texas, Dallas.
Yeah.
But he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. If you were in the industry and you had any idea of like doing things differently, and like you knew who Marshall was,
I'm putting it on you guys. You could start a foundation for him.
No, it's already.
It's already in place.
There's so much stuff. Look,
there's so many people that know him that are.
I don't know how to explain how impactful and.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. There's 3 to 4 people that come to mind that are gonna make something happen.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, I don't know when this. Yeah,
I mean,
how much?
It's wild. You guys sharing that experience because we're all kind of talking about life in general, and like honestly. You guys sharing that story, it's just to cherish every moment.
Yeah.
And honestly, it stinks that man's not with us, but at the same time, his impact.
Oh,
his legacy will continue.
Pretty awesome. And you guys even being willing to speak about it is
I didn't know
cool
how
too.
That got.
I don't know how that got
come
up.
Yep.
I have no idea.
We're out of time too. I don't know how we're going to wrap that up, but that's what the health.
Probably most random
episode ever.
Health just happened.
That's what the health just happened for me.
I just did it.
That's what the health just happened.
Is that somebody?